This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas, my father, Mois Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refu shalem v'kol chor li'am Yisrael, also l'schus kol yam Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim, b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Sanhedrin, Perik Ches Mishnevav. Before we were talking about the Ben Tzoreh Omer that gets killed because they don't want him to become this terrible person who's going to kill other people. And now we're going to talk about another such kind of din where we are allowed to kill a certain person because of what might happen. A person who is who enters to burglarize, to steal from another person's house. But the way that he did it was he entered in through tunneling underneath. He's above a machteres. And there are mefarshim who say that this includes someone who breaks and enters in through other ways. In other words, he was supposed to be locked out. The door is locked, and yet he found a way around it. So if someone, let's say, breaks open a window to get in, or if someone picks the lock to get in, they may be considered also a Baba Machteres. Now, the reason why Baba Machteres is such is because if a person is trying to do this in a way that even though he's locked out, he's trying to get in, what would happen if the owner of the house were to confront him? He's ostensibly doing this at a time when he thinks that the owner is not going to be there or realize or maybe sleeping. But what if he were to be confronted? Then this robber is theoretically willing or ready to kill the owner so that he shouldn't be stopped from doing his robbery. He's already digging, tunneling in, or breaking and entering. So theoretically, he would be doing that too. So therefore, we have a din that a Baba Machteres is allowed to be killed to defend one's property. The owner sees that somebody is breaking and entering, somebody's digging underneath and getting in, he is allowed to kill him, with the exception of if he knows for a fact that this person would not kill him if he were to be confronted. The example that the Gemara gives, that the Mishnayis gives, that we always give, is a father. If a father were to somehow or another, for whatever reason, don't make me judge, but if a father were to, for whatever reason, break and enter to try to burglarize his son's house, but he would never kill his son. He would never actually stand up and kill his son, and therefore, we do not give the son permission to kill the father the same way he would for any other burglar. And therefore, the Mishnah is going to talk about that as well, because if a person is about to be killed, then he's not chayev money for anything that he may damage. We'll get to that in a minute. Habam Machter is a person who comes through a tunnel. Nidan al Shem Seifai is given the judgment through what might be the result of this. As we said before, because what might result is that the person who is the burglar, the robber, is going to kill the owner of the household. Therefore, he is allowed to be killed so that as to stop that action from happening. If he went in through whatever that is, breaking and entering, going through a tunnel, whatever that is, that makes a person above machteres. And during when he was doing this robbery, he also broke a barrel. And therefore, he did damage with that breaking of the barrel. So is he chayiv, the things that he stole, he can give back. But this is a broken thing. There's no way to unbreak it. Is he chayev to pay for it? The answer is no. Or the answer is if he is of the type of Bav Machteres, if he's of the type of person, robber, that he would be killed if he were to be confronted, then he is already considered a person who has the liability of death on his head. And if he does, then he does not have a money. We have a rule called a person is judged by whatever is the worst or the harshest judgment, and therefore the money judgment would not be considered falling on his head. Im yesh le damim, so However, if this is a person who would not be killed, he's considered that he still has his own blood. He's, let's say, the father of the owner of this house. Then chayiv. He is chayiv for that broken barrel because he's not considered as if he's losing his life. But if im ein le'damim, if he does not, he's not the father, he's some other person, and therefore he could be killed for his action, he's considered as if he's already has that judgment on his head, and he will not be chayiv for the money damages that he did during this process. Yashar koach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.